Good morning, Bridge family. I just wanted to come to you today and share with you a little bit about what God is doing here in St. Johnsbury. After Sunday's sermon, it was such a blessing to have what we had on Sunday, and how it came right after the memorial service that Pastor Jeff had done here on Saturday, and how God, of course, how he is, just ties everything together in such a beautiful package the way he does. And I was blessed to be able to be a part of that memorial service. Pastor Jeff had asked me if I could kind of sit in the background and run some videos for him. And he had a few songs that he wanted to play for Richard's memorial service, which was just a blessing and an answered prayer, because I felt God leading me to be a part of this and to come on Saturday, but I wasn't quite sure, I guess, why. And so when Pastor Jeff had asked me that, it just became very clear to me what God was going to, I pray, be doing here in and through the people here at the Mustard Soup Kitchen. And it was absolutely beautiful to hear our pastor share the gospel with these people that some of them he had just met 30 minutes prior to the memorial service. And it was beautiful to really just sit in the background and hear him speak the truth from God's word and share with them the amazing grace that God has for us if we just come to him and ask him for that and put our faith and our trust in him. And it was beautiful to sit and see Kim hugging and loving on these people that she didn't know, and to pray with them and to share the gospel with them. And one of the questions in Sunday's sermon was, through the Eric Ludi video, was, are you loving people so much that you are giving them the gospel the way they most need it? And that was presented on Saturday. They were receiving the gospel the way they all most needed it. And so it was just, it was an amazing thing to get to be a part of. And one of the other questions that really hit me on Sunday was, we never know which witness opportunity might lead to salvation. So I was blessed to be able to really just sit back and to be able to take some pictures, to be able to see really what was taking place in front of me, and to be able to sit and just pray that the truth of what they were hearing would penetrate the hearts of these people, and that it would ultimately lead to salvation for, we pray for all, but even for one, we, that would be such a blessing to be able to see that. And through Richard's sister, her name is Mary, I got to meet her right before the service, and she had said that the last verse that Pastor Jeff was sharing was her most favorite verse in all of the Bible. And so just to hear that confirmation of we are exactly where we are supposed to be and doing what God has called us to do, and we are being that Acts 1:8 church. We have been granted with the Great Commission from Jesus Christ himself. And this is the call on every biblical Christian. And when we get to be a part of that, there's nothing more special than that. And so my question for you guys is, are you functioning as a relentless Christian? When people say no to you, are you still bringing them the truth of the gospel? Are you going more and more as we got to see happen here on Saturday? And even when some people may not like what they heard, as I also saw some kind of get up and walk out, whether they needed to just take a little break or what the reasoning was, we don't know, but we know that God's word tells us that to some we will smell like life and to others we will smell like death. And we just, no matter what, preach the truth, no matter what the outcome could be, because it ultimately is not up to us what that outcome is. And truthfully, if we don't say it, then they won't hear it. So I just wanted to share a little bit of really what I got to see and be a part of here on Saturday. And just to to let you guys know that God is working in amazing ways here in St. Johnsbury. And I know through the prison ministry, I know Mike got to share some of what is happening there. And through this memorial service, I pray that that fruit will come out of this in just ways that we could never imagine. And I just know that through each person here in our Bridge family, God is doing amazing things in all of us. And I get to see that through Duran and Ellen, as they are going to the rehab every week, faithfully sharing the truth and love with people that may not even be able to completely understand what they're hearing, but they're being obedient to God's call and on their lives. So I pray that you're blessed by what is going on here in St. Johnsbury. I know we're blessed by what is happening in and through you guys. It was a beautiful blessing to see what our family in Uganda is doing through the Living Thanksgiving in the slums and bringing the truth of the gospel to all of those people. So we love you, and hopefully see you soon.